8 News, I'm Skip Kelly. Patients and staff are evacuating Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, with a few remaining doctors attending to those too vulnerable to leave, as the Israeli military reportedly ordered staff to evacuate, a claim disputed by Israel. Accusations by Israel allege that Hamas uses Al-Shifa for military purposes, a claim denied by Hamas and medical officials. The UN is urging Israel to provide access to the medical center for an investigation into the conflicting claims. The situation raises concerns about the impact on medical care for vulnerable individuals in Gaza. House Speaker Mike Johnson is keeping his word,
promising to release more footage from the riot at the Capitol back on January 6th of 2021. 44,000 hours of video will be released in waves over the next few months. Johnson on X writing, "Truth and transparency are critical. This decision will provide millions of Americans, criminal defendants, public interest organizations, and the media an ability to see for themselves what happened that day, rather than having to rely upon the interpretation of a small group of government officials." I'm Laura Winters.
The gunman responsible for killing a security guard at a New Hampshire psychiatric hospital before being fatally shot by a state trooper has been identified Saturday as John Madore, a transient who had spent time living in the area, according to New Hampshire Attorney General John Formella. The 33-year-old used a 9mm handgun to fatally shoot Bradley Haas in the lobby of the New Hampshire Hospital in Concord. Haas, a former chief of police and Army veteran, was working security at the time, and Formella praised him as a hero who died protecting patients, staff, and visitors at the hospital. Authorities have not yet identified the trooper who killed Madore, citing agency protocol. The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off Friday, and it's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year, marking a slightly over 2% increase from the previous year. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Following FDA guidance, Amazon is removing 7 brands of eye drops from its online marketplace as they are classified as new drugs and lack approval. Marketed as treatments for various eye conditions, the drops have not undergone FDA approval. This action aligns with recent removal of over-the-counter eye drops from major retailers due to bacterial contamination in production facilities. There's a new Fox News poll weighing in on who people would vote for if the election was held today. Laura Winters has the results.
40% say they would vote for former President Trump. 33% say they'd vote for current President Joe Biden. Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. getting 13% of the vote. West Virginia Senator Democrat Joe Manchin at 5%. And Green Party candidate Jill Stein at 4%.
Honda is recalling nearly 250,000 U.S. vehicles due to a risk of engine stall caused by bearing failure. The recall is linked to a manufacturing error leading to connecting rod bearings wear and seize, potentially causing engines to run improperly or stall, increasing the risk of fire, crash, or injury. While 1,450 warranty claims have been reported, there are no injuries. Dealers will inspect and repair or replace engines as necessary, with owner notifications starting on January 2nd. Thanksgiving is next Thursday, and the good news is that turkey prices are down for Thanksgiving, but industry reports suggest that some side dishes and desserts will be slightly more expensive than 2022. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.